Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to join hands and make a circle of supports.
You are not alone. This is My Kind of Crazy.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
We believe that everybody is a little bit crazy. You just got to figure out what your brand of crazy, right? And this My Kind of Crazy confession is all about hanging out with the family over Thanksgiving, right, Kelly Cheese?
That's right. This one comes from Lillian in Gwinnett. She says, "Dear family, I know Thanksgiving was supposed to be a time to feel thankful, but after spending a whole weekend with my family, I got to say, I still can't stand my aunt."
Oh.
Oh, we feel you, girl. "I tried all Thanksgiving to get over it, but I feel like she's that one family member that will always get under my skin. Is anyone else my kind of crazy?"
Auntie Terrible.
We all have that one family member, right? Everyone has that one.
Do you, Kelly? Don't tell us who it is, because I know a lot of your family listens.
Oh, I got one, and it's everyone's in our family. She's the one.
Oh,
she's crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I definitely can't say it because she definitely listens.
Okay.
So love you, mean it.
There was one in my family, but then with a divorce, she's out.
Okay.
I was so happy when that divorce happened because I was like, yes, I never have to spend another holiday with her, running her mouth and ruining it and just sucking up all the air in the room.
Those ones, they always ruin every holiday, every birthday, weddings, every party.
Because they got to make it all about them.
Exactly.
Right? It's everything was always about her. Every story anybody had. It could be about the most random thing. She had a one-upper story
for
it.
Yes. Oh,
I am so glad he divorced her. Bye.
So are they, is that the big violation, like the one-upmanship?
Like, the one-uppers are the ones that always have that little jab, like, "Oh, your hair looks really different. I like that. I think you could, only you could do that haircut."
And it's like, oh, yeah.
I don't like you. I really don't. They're the one-uppers.
Or they always like have the drama going on so that they can be the center of everybody's attention or whatever.
So it's exhausting drama.
Smooth sailing holiday for us because that divorce. Woo! Bye.
Cleaned house.
I was going to pay those attorney fees to just speed that up.
Merry Christmas to me, you know?
Here's a legit question that I would like to ask. If I don't know that I have ever been around that person, does that mean I'm that person?
Oh, you could be. It's possible. It's possible, Dollar. But you, in social situations, you like blend into the background. So I doubt it's ever been you.
I just kind of.
Unless that bothers somebody and they're like, "He never talks to anyone."
I know. I'm 1,000% sure that there
you
are
think
people
so?
Who come down on me for that. Hey, Misty.
This is totally my kind of crazy because my mom and my dad, I cannot stand to even be in a room with them.
Your parents?
My parents, yes. They just try to destroy me and my sister and our relationship.
Oh,
and
no.
they're just constantly bad-mouthing me and bad-mouthing my sister, and I couldn't take it, so I kicked them out of my house Saturday. And anyway... Yeah, they can't even take me on Thanksgiving.
You evicted your parents over Thanksgiving weekend?
Yes!
Did they even get, like, a leftover plate to go?
No!
No Tupperware for them.
That's what I'm most upset about is no leftovers. You check your attitude at the door until you got that plate of turkey and mashed potatoes to take with you and a little Tupperware of gravy.
All right, if this is your kind of crazy, 404-263-0941. You hate that family member? They still get under your skin? We want to hear from you coming up next. Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Lord, if you got family members that just get under your skin and drive you nuts, we want to know if this is your kind of crazy, because the confession that came in from Lillian says she can't stand somebody in her family.
Yeah, she says, I know Thanksgiving was supposed to be a time to be thankful, but after spending a whole weekend with family, I got to say, I still can't stand my aunt. I tried all Thanksgiving to get over it, but I feel like she's that one family member that will always get under my skin. Is anyone else my kind of crazy?
And the calls came in. Misty threw out her own parents over Thanksgiving week without even a takeaway plate.
I wonder if they'll be invited back for Christmas.
God, I would still be sitting in front of that house just with my hand out going, I'm not leaving till I get some sweet potato casserole to go.
One biscuit to go.
Give me a dinner roll. And then Kara and Noonan is all about this.
Yes, this is my kind of crazy. So I hate, when I say hate, I mean it's deep. I hate my sister-in-law. We do not get along. It's just a known thing. People try to keep us away from one another. But, of course, the holidays, it's just a time when people come together and we have to suck it up. So she had the nerve to call me knowing that we really don't get along. I don't know why she even bothered. But she had the nerve to ask for my holiday recipe for mac and cheese. And everyone who knows me knows I make the best mac and cheese for the holidays. Like, it's a requested thing. It's amazing. However, because I hate her so much, I decided to sabotage the recipe. Oh. I told her, I was like, yeah, you know, this is how I do it. And I acted all sweet, got into it with her, like, this is exactly how I do it. I told her, you know, I use almond milk instead of dairy. I told her that I use 2 cups of salt.
Oh,
I told her, because she does not cook. Anyone who cooks knows that 2 cups of salt sounds crazy, but she's completely oblivious. And so she just wrote it down and was like, okay. And then I told her my absolute utmost secret ingredient is horseradish.
Oh, wow.
That horseradish is the nastiest sound of mac and cheese I've ever heard of.
Absolutely.
And she was obviously spending Thanksgiving with her side of the family. So now you protected your recipe on your side, and her whole family thinks she's the worst cook of all time.
Absolutely. It's perfect. Don't you see my genius? It's perfect.
Whoa.
Everyone's going to think that she's the worst cook ever.
Don't you see my genius? That is my favorite thing I've ever heard.
Plan. It's a master plan.
Wow. All right, Kara. Well, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.